Yes, I am calling from Oregon Opinion Survey and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask your opinion about issues facing the community and the nation overall. Do you or anybody that works for any TV, newspaper, or radio?
No.
No? Okay, great. 1 second. And are you 18 years old or older and registered to work in Oregon?
77.
And I know it's a long way out, but what are the chances for you voting on the November general election for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, or are you 50-50?
Oh, yeah. I'm voting for Trump.
Okay. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I know your race?
What's that?
Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispano, Asian, Native American?
Yes, I'm American. I was born here.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thinking about the direction of the country is headed. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied with what?
On the direction that the country is headed right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm really dissatisfied. Biden, he's fucked it up.
Sure. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the member of the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale to 0 of 10. How important is an issue if you have them to focus on? Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
No, none of that.
Okay. How about securing the southern borders?
Oh, yes, definitely.
That would be a 10?
Send all those guys back, yeah. It's a 10. Double 10.
Okay. And creating more affordable housing?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Lowering the taxes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. How much from a 0 to a 10?
Pardon?
How much from a 0 to a 10?
Oh, lowering?
Yeah, lowering the taxes.
Yeah, go to 10 on that one. Lower the taxes.
Okay. Thank you. And protecting abortion rights?
I'm going to leave that up to the women. You know, if they want an abortion, that's okay. Just, you know.
I understand. Yeah. And tackling climate change?
Oh, that's a big baloney. Climate change is a big stiff. No.
That would be a 0?
0.
Okay. And creating more jobs and raising wages?
Yes.
And last but not least, reducing crime.
What's that?
Reducing the crime.
Oh, yes. Definitely reduce the crime.
That would be a 10?
Pardon? 10, yes. 10.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And say a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel for each of them. The first one is the Democrat Congress.
0.
0, okay. Joe Biden?
Definitely 0.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
The Republican Party?
Yep.
No, 25.
25, thank you. And Janelle Bynum?
I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry, Janelle Bynum.
I don't know which Biden you're talking about. Which one?
No, it's a lady, Janelle. Janelle Bynum, Bynum.
Yeah, a zero.
Okay, thank you. J.D. Vance.
Oh, yeah, he's up there. I'd give him a 50.
Okay, thank you. The Republicans in the Congress?
Republicans?
Yeah, but the ones in the Congress.
Oh, I'd give them a 25 because they're not doing what they should.
Yes, sir. Lori Chavez de Remer?
A who?
Lori Chavez?
Who is that?
You haven't heard of her?
No.
And Donald Trump?
What kind of job does she have?
I don't have that information, honestly, but I do have the option of never heard of them.
Well, I don't know who she is. Zero.
Okay.
She's probably right. Democrat.
And, Donald Trump? Donald Trump?
Bellison?
From 0 to 100, Mr. Donald Trump?
Yeah, 25.
25? Okay. Ron Wyden?
Zero.
Okay. And last but not least, Kamala Harris.
Definitely zero.
Definitely zero. All right. So the last two you said zero, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the independent Cornel Wells, independent Robert F. Kennedy, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Those are all Democrats?
No. Cornel West and Robert Kennedy are independent. Kamala Harris is Democrat. Jill Stein for the Green Party, and Donald Trump, the Republican.
Oh, I see. Yeah, Republican.
Republican? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for the Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Republican.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Janelle now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chances, just a very slight chances, or no chances at all?
No chance at all.
And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove, very disapprove.
Mm-hmm. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as member of the Congress?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, absolutely. It says, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as member of the Congress?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you. I want to read just a little bit more of information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez. It says, serving the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent the community. In silence, she has been a warhorse, not a show horse, with a proof track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In the Congress, she will stand up for extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. And it says also, as a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez lets Oregon faster growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our dogest problem from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and know that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for the Congress were held today, would you vote for Janelle Bynum or for Lori Chavez?
There.
And what especially stuck on most of you about Lori Chavez?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, absolutely. What specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez?
I still didn't understand.
Yeah, sorry. Basically, it says what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez. So, like, what do you like her most? Or what's the best part of her?
Larry.
Sorry?
Yeah, Larry.
Okay. Hey, what do you like most about Lori Chavez? What's the best thing of her?
I don't know.
No worries, no worries. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for the Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate his statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. For Congress, 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not convincing at all. Okay. The first one says, Janelle Bynum says we need public schools we can be proud of. And as the daughter of a teacher and mother of 4, she has been a champion for students or schools. She fought for the Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children's education and opportunities. From a 0 to a 10, how much of a relevant is that?
A 10.
Okay, thank you. And Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected for a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up for extremists and help with House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check on Mike extremists. The stakes in the election are too high and risk for the Republican majority supporting Trump administration. From a 0 to a 10, how crucial is that?
Give me an 8 on that one.
Okay. And look in the almost the last one says, Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and the cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits to workers. So in Washington, she will go after price gouging to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize legislation to lower healthcare prices and expand affordable childcare to help keep more money in working people's pockets so we can go ahead. For a 0 to a 10.
Boy. okay, I'll give him 10 on that one, too.
Basically, it says that Janelle Bynum is working on the cost of food. The cost of food is simply too high, and working people are suffering because the CEOs of the companies are raising the prices, right, but not passing their profits to employees or the workers class. So in Washington, she will go after the pricing to try to help bringing down the cost and make the rich people pay their shares as well, and also prioritize the legislation to lower the healthcare prices and expand the affordable childcare as well.
Nah, I give him a zero on that one.
Okay. And the very last one says, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you're representing. As a mom, a small business owner, and as a leader, she's not willing to accept that something can be done to fix where we are today, and she won't stop working to deliver the change of communities need.
Hmm. Out of 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Who was the second choice?
Lori Chavez?
Yeah, him.
Now, finally, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about. Lori Chavez, please tell me how much each one trouble you about supporting Chavez for Congress, a great deal, quite a bit, or just somewhat or not at all for trouble. It says, Lori Chavez talks about fighting drugs, use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez has invested in a profited from ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of the Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow into our communities. Is that a great deal, quite of a bit, just some of a deal, no at all?
Yeah, 25.
It's a great deal?
Yeah.
Okay. And the other one says, Lori Chavez says one thing in Oregon and does another one in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, you can compromise. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon values in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing partisan games. Is that a great deal, quite of a bit, just some of a deal, or not at all?
You want a number on that one?
No, just tell me if it's a great deal, quite of a big deal, just some of it, or not at all.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. Sounds like a good deal.
Okay, thank you. And I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or the Republican Lori Chavez?
I can't understand, most of what you're saying.
Sir, if the elections for the Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Not for Democrats, no.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, or postgraduate?
Yeah.
What's the latest, the last year of schooling that you have?
Pardon?
What's the last year of schooling that you have? High school graduate, some college graduate, or postgraduate?
Oh, me? Yeah.
Yes.
No, I graduated at high school.
Graduate, thank you. And are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, or separate, or divorced, or widowed?
Widowed.
Widowed?
Twice.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the house?
No, they're all in their 30s.
Okay.
Six of them.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of an union or employee association?
Member of what?
of an employee association?
No.
Okay. Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. And this concludes the survey that we have for today, sir. I highly appreciate your patience and your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.